In Beijing, Chinese President Xi Jinping told media at the close of the 2019 Belt and Road Forum that deals worth $64 billion had been agreed to over the event's 3 days.
We will continue to uphold the principle of achieving shared growth through dialogue and collaboration by using equal consultations and sharing the responsibilities to achieve mutual benefit. We welcome all countries who are interested to participate. China has always supported openness, honesty, and green development, and we oppose protectionism. We will try our best to build a clean, decent, and eco-friendly new Silk Road in the new era.
According to financial data provider Refinitiv, the total value of projects in the Belt and Road Initiative stands at $3.67 trillion, spanning countries in Asia, Europe, Africa, Oceania, and South America.
While China says its grand plan is aiming at greater shared development and prosperity, Western critics led by America have instead focused on the Belt and Road Initiative's geopolitical aspects. They say China wants to increase its global influence by lending too much money to weaker countries and pulling them into a so-called debt trap.
Following this criticism, improvements announced by China during the forum include an analysis framework for debt sustainability, greater transparency in project financing, and lending according to market principles and in local currencies to curb exchange rate risks. She assured delegates that projects will be high quality, sustainable, risk-resistant, reasonably priced, and inclusive. Chinese analysts, meanwhile, counter that China is only now starting to give the same development help the West has been giving for much longer and on a larger scale to boot.
A lot of countries China is lending to are high risk. Western countries have been unwilling to lend to them for this reason, and now they're saying China shouldn't be doing so either. So they don't want these countries to have the opportunity to develop.
They also contrast US and Chinese foreign policy.
China has spent recent years building infrastructure for itself and countries that need it. America, by contrast, has been busy firing guided bombs. I think one Singaporean professor pointed out America's most peaceful year recently by this measure was 2016, when it only fired or dropped 26,000 missiles and bombs. This is the difference in the way China and the US contribute to the war.
After the forum's close, she met with Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte of Italy, which recently became the first G7 country to sign on to the initiative. Stephen Ribe, Press TV, Beijing.